Omer Rav Avdimi de Ben Chaifa, Miyom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Nitla Nevua Min HaNeviim, V'Nitla L'Chachamim. The Gemara tweaked the Memra, and the Gemara said what it means is, Afal Pishin Nitla Min HaNeviim, Min HaChachamim Loi Nitla. So, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Nevua was taken away from the Neviim, however, Min HaChachamim Loi Nitla. There's a pasuk in Eicha, pasuk that we quote a lot in the share. The pasuk says, "Tavu ba'aret she'areh, ibad v'shibar biricheha." The she'arim of the Beis Hamikdash, the sunk into the ground at the time of the Churban, the brichim of the Beis Hamikdash were broken. Malka v'sareh ba'goyim ein taira. The kings and the ministers of Eretz Yisrael were taken into exile, and as a result, there's no Torah. Gam neviyeha lo matzu chaza me'Hashem. And not just that, but even the Neviim, the prophets of Yerushalayim, no longer were able to find chaza me'Hashem. So the pasuk's describing the matzav of Churban, and says the pasuk that the Beis Hamikdash was tavu barat shara ibad v'shiba bricha. Malkav Yisrael b'agoyim, which affected the Torah. It was ain't Torah. And gam neviyeha lo matzu chaza me'Hashem. And even the Neviim, they were no longer able to merit any nevuah. If you take a look in the Targum, on this pasuk, Gam Nevi'eh Lo Matzu Chaza Me'Hashem. So the Targum says as follows, Af Nevi'eh Ismena Minhoim Ruach Nevuas Kutcha V'lo Yis'amar Lohoim Piskom Nevuasam Min Kodem Hashem. Nachum, what does it mean, Gam Nevi'eh Lo Matzu Chaza Me'Hashem? Af Nevi'eh Ismena Minhoim Ruach Nevuas Kutcha. Even the Nevi'im, it was withheld from them the ruach of nevuah. Additionally, v'loyis amar lohin piskam nevuas makadon Hashem, and the piskam nevuas was no longer communicated to them from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer Shleiter, in his sefer Menuchat Shalom, this is in Chelek Yud, it's Simon Samech Ches. He asks a very obvious kasha on this targum. He says the targum seems to be redundant. Af nevi'ah ismena minhoim ruach nevuas kutcha a. B. L'chayra, isn't it the same thing? Af nevi'a ismin aminoim ruach nevuas kutcha. There was no nevuah. V'lo yisam alohim piskam nevuasa mekadam Hashem. There was no nevuah. So why the redundancy in the Targum? Abba v'oi, the Targum is coming to explain the words gam nevi'a loy matzul chazam Hashem. It's teaching one line. So if it's teaching one line, why are the two teaches? Meaning, Mamanavshach. If the Pasuk says simply, Gam Nevi'eh Lo Matzu Chaza Me'Hashem, so the Targum should teach, whatever the teach is. But why two lines describing the fact that there was no Nevuah to this one Pasuk that says, Gam Nevi'eh Lo Matzu Chaza Me'Hashem? Bekitzer, it seems to be very, very redundant. So said Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, a Dover Nifla Mamish. Mamish, a brisket teach in this Targum. Behektim, we just learned the Gemara. The Gemara says that Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Afa Pishin Nitla Min HaNeviim, Min HaChachomim Loi Nitla. So even though Nevuah was taken away from the Neviim, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, but from the Chachomim, it was not taken away. And the Gemara says, where do you find that Chachomim have Nevuah? But it says, what do you mean? You see, Chachomim, sometimes they're mechavin to each other, you mechavin to Rabbi Akiva Ben Yosef, you can be mechavin sometimes to Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So from that whole Inyan, it's evident that there's something called Nevuah as it relates to Chacham. If you take a look at the Rishonim explained this Gemara a little bit better. The Ritva on this Gemara says as follows. V'nitno l'chacham in Pirish. What does it mean that Chacham have Nevuah? Sheyesh sheyasigu besichlam dvarim harbe she'ein koyach besichel hativi lahasigam. You find sometimes, which is really what the Gemara said. Meaning, what's this nevuas hachachamim? That you find that a chacham sometimes will be able to be masik something with his seichel, something she'ein koyach b'seichel hativi lahasigam. The Ramban says a little bit sharper. The Ramban says, afal pi she'nitlo nevuas hanevi'im, shu amare v'hachozoin, o b'nevuas hachachamim, shehi b'derech hachachma, loy nitlo, elo yoydin ha'emes b'ruach ha'kodesh ha'bekirba. What does it mean, nevuas hachachamim? It means that sometimes you find a chacham that's learning something, and he says, I know this is the way it is. How do you know this is the way it is? I know this is the way it is because I know. That is a bechina of nevuah. And that's what the Gemara means when it talks about nevuah sachachamim. If you take a look at the Teres Chaim on our Gemara. Teres Chaim says it very stark. He says like this, Lochein Nira, he's explaining our Gemara. The Tarti Gavni Nevuah Ninu. There's two types of Nevuah. Nevuah Mamish Kemoisha, the Shari Nevi'im, Sheshomu Atoira V'hanitzva Mipi Agvura, V'Igga Nevuah Achriti, She'ena Misnabe Shemea Dove Mipi Agvura. There's another type of Nevuah where a person doesn't hear anything Mipi Agvura. Elo Shemi Roiv Chachmosoi, Mechadesh V'Oimer Dinim V'Halochois, U'Mechaven Alo Emes, Ki'ilu Nimsor Misinai, K'moi Chachmea Mishnah V'Talmud, V'Hainu D'Meshani. This is what the Gemara means. Afa Pishe Nitlo Min HaNevi'im, Min HaChachomim Loi Nitlo, Oysa Nevuah Sho Odom Mechadesh V'Oimer Al Yidei Chachmosoi, Loi nitlo. That's something that wasn't taken away. The Ritva, the Ramban, the Teres Chaim, the Ramchal and Derech Hashem talks about this Barichos as well. They all say the same thing. What does the Gemara mean when it says Meshachar Beis Hamikdash Afal Pishen Nitlo Nevuah Min HaNeviim But Min HaChachamim Loi Nitlo? There's a Nevuah that Chachamim have, but the Nevuah that the Chachamim have is a very different type of Nevuah. That Nevuah is not a Nevuah where somebody comes to you and you have this out of body experience where all of a sudden it's Bachaloy Madar. It's a different Akuda. It's sometimes a person can look at something, he's learning, he's analyzing something, and all of a sudden he feels like he knows something with 100% confidence that really Al Piderech HaTeva he has no business knowing with 100% confidence. That is a Bechin of Nevuah, and it's the Nevuah of the Chachamim that the Gemara over here in Masechtes Bava Basra Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph is talking about. So said Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, half of a fellow. The Pasuk says, Gam Nevi'eh Lo Matzu Chaza Me Hashem. You know what the Pasuk is coming to say? What the Pasuk was coming to say was, is that it wasn't just the Nevuah HaNevi'im that was taken away at that time. But at that time, there was no Nevuah HaChachamim as well. There's two types of Nevuah, Kimavur and Argimar over here, and Bava Basra, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And the way the Rishonim explain it, there's Nevuah HaNevi'im and there's Nevuah HaChachamim. So Zok the Pasuk, you want to know what happened over here in Eicha Perek Beis? Gam Nevi'ah Lo Matzu Chaza Me Hashem. It means two things. Af Nevi'ah Ismina min hoim ruach nevuas kutcha. Number one, this ruach hakodesh that the Ramban says, which is nevuas hachachamim, all of a sudden that was withheld. Additionally, v'lo yisamra lohim piska nevuasa mekadon Hashem. Additionally, the piska nevuasa that ordinarily was communicated by a kadosh baruch hu, that's something that wasn't there either. But also be medayik the words af neviyah ismina min hoim ruach nevuas kutcha. There's a certain ruach nevuas kutcha that was taken away. That's Nevuah HaChachamim. V'lo yis'amar lohoi. Nothing was communicated to them. Piska Nevuah Mekadon Hashem. The Eibishter usually communicates Nevuah. Mitamod, there was no Nevuah anymore that was being communicated. But the bottom line is, these two inyanim, the Nevuah HaNevi'im, which is the Nevuah we're familiar with, and the Nevuah HaChachamim that the Ritva, the Ramban, the Teres Chaim, the Ramchal, they all talk about, based on this Gemara right here, Masechtes Bava Basra Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, it's those two Nevuahs that the Targum over here on this Pasuk in Eicha is coming to Bavar. You know, it's Yodua. There's a tshuva in the Divrei Chaim, where Divrei Chaim was asked the question about, there was a Malamed in a town that had said that the Rechaim HaKadosh is a wonderful sefer, it's amazing. But at the same time, it wasn't written Baruch HaKadosh. Well, Meheicha Teisa was written Baruch HaKadosh. And the Oyum in the city got very, very worked up, and they were very upset and disappointed, and they sent the Shiloh to the Divrei Chaim, and they wanted to know if we have to remove this Malamed. The Malamed is guilty of saying that the Rechaim HaKadosh was not written Baruch HaKadosh. And the truth is, the rationale that this Malamed had was, he said that we know that there's no Nevuah anymore, and Ruach HaKodesh is really a Sif Katan in Nevuah. So if there's no Nevuah, then by definition there's no Ruach HaKodesh. So how could you say that the Rechaim HaKodesh was written by Ruach HaKodesh? So the Rechaim wrote back, he says, this Melamed not only is an Apikairis, but he's an Amaretz also. He says, this idea that you're telling me that because Nevuah was bottom, and Mele can't be that the Rechaim HaKadosh was written Baruch HaKadosh. It's a Mefurish HaGemara. Bava Basra, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Even though Nevuah HaNevi'im we don't have, or Nevuah HaChachamim we do have. And take a look at the Ramban. The Ramban says Nevuah HaChachamim, he says, quote unquote, Ruach HaKadosh. It's this Inyan, there's two Dinim, there's two types of Nevuah. There's Nevuah where a person has that out-of-body experience, but then there's Nevuah where a person knows something. He knows it in the deepest crevice of his heart. And it's because he has a certain Ruach Kodesh. So he says, V'lochein ba'al Arachayim HaKodesh, B'vadei chibei sifra b'Ruach HaKodesh. Ach, said Arachayim, lo yuhu levadei, rakol mechaber. Afilu b'dayreinu, im hu royu l'kach, chiber sifr b'ruach ha-koydesh, haynu shehiskim b'chachmosay l'amitay shal teiru, v'chein, I'm skipping, ha-melamed ha-makchish ruach kosher shal erichayim, hu apikoyres, she'enoy maimim b'gdoyle ha-dor, she'idu olav shayu royu l'ruach ha-koydesh, v'ha-melamed ha-zeh kofar b'ikru ruach ha-koydesh, v'liig al-divri ha-shnas b'v'bastra ha-nal, v'yofa ha-sisem shal yazavtem ez b'necha b'yodoy, v'yasher k'chachem b'zeh. Then there was a whole shayla because they owed him money, and he wanted to know. Okay, so we just fired him with cause. So does that mean we have to pay him? So the Divrei Chaim is fire, right? I mean, he's not pikoiris, yasher koichachem, mamish. But he says, ach, schar melamdus le'ucha lifsoik. So that I can't pass, and shaloi b'fnei abaldin, b'loi ra'us, masi hanogosoi, ki ula, that's already a hold of inshayla. Chayshem mishpah, there's a way you pass in a chayshem mishpah inshayla. He wasn't willing to tell them that you don't have to give him the back pay that they owed him. But in terms of, if you want to know what he held of him, he held he was an apikoiris. Not just that, and I'm a oritz old.